Tell me about your experience then and how you won to get to the big trip.
I don't know.
Do you remember what you did last year?
No.
Well, was it fun at least anyway? Did you have a good time doing it?
Yes, I had a good time.
Have you talked to anyone else who's been all the way to Augusta and what that day might be like for you?
No.
No? Not yet?
Yes.
Oh, you have a little bit, huh?
Mm-hmm. What did they tell you?
I can't remember what they told me.
Okay. Well, you're from Lockport, correct?
Yes.
So where do you play most of your golf?
Cog Hill.
What's your favorite course at Cog Hill?
Dubs Dread.
Dubs Dread?
Course number 4.
Yeah. So you play number 4 a lot, huh? Do you ever play any of the other courses?
Yeah, I play out the other courses.
So have you been out on their range a lot since they fixed it up and they put lights in and they put in the top tracer?
Yes. Mm-hmm. We went there last night.
You were practicing. Getting ready for today?
What's your favorite part about golf? What makes this a fun game?
The driving, hitting the drives.
Is that the best part of your game? Because it looks like you're hitting it pretty far and pretty straight.
It is the best part of my game.
So between now and when you go to Augusta, will you be working on the chipping and the putting?
Yes.
What have you heard about that greens, or those greens that you'll be hitting to? They're kind of pretty fast, aren't they?
Yeah, they're really fast.
So that's why you practice on Dubstrad a lot, because they have fast greens too.
If you've watched drive, chip, and putt the last couple of years, I'm guessing. What did you think of it when you saw it on TV?
It was good.
So have you tried to qualify before this year?
Yes.
And how far did you get the first time before this time?
I was one less before Medina, sub-regional.
So where are all the courses that you went to for qualifying at?
For this year or last year?
Well, for this year.
This year.
Yeah.
Aberdeen and Rockford.
Mm-hmm. Aberdeen, Rockford, Medina.
Medina, and then we were at Cantini.
So what do you besides winning, obviously, what are you trying to really do when you get down to Augusta?
I'm trying to really try my best and try to be competitive against other players.
So you know that some of the professionals that are playing in the Masters may come out to watch you. What do you think that'll be like if you turn around and see one of your favorite pros in your gallery?
I would be really, really happy.
You would? Mm-hmm. That would be pretty neat, isn't it? Now, I know you don't have a mullet, but we look at your hair and it kind of looks a little like Cam Smith. Is he one of your favorite players?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you watch him win the British Open last year?
And he also won the Open at St. Andrews.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
And he also won the Players' Championship last year, too, down in Florida. Did you watch him then, too?
Yes, we did.
Watch everything pretty much.
We've pretty much watched
everything. You didn't go out to Aurora and watch him win out of Rich Harvest, did you?
No.
We didn't get to see that one.
Okay.
So who are you, along with Cam, who are your favorite players?
Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Rory McIlroy, and Tiger Woods.
You know about Tiger Woods? I seem a little young to know much about Tiger Woods. He doesn't play much anymore because of all of his injuries.
Yeah,
yes.
He's quite the player.
He used to be.
Yeah, he used to be a really good player.
So does your dad and your mom play?
My mom doesn't play golf. My dad does.
Yeah? That how you got into this?
So where did your dad first take you? To Cog Hill right away when you were first starting, or did you go to another course?
White Mountain.
Yeah, White Mountain.
Okay.
Down in Orlando.
Do you have a coach? Somebody? No PGA instructor giving you lessons?
No.
It all comes from your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for him.
Not anymore. Now it's just him. I've taught him everything I know.
Well, you sure looks like you told him how to hit the driver pretty far. Yeah. He's walloping him in there.
Yeah. What's the key part of swinging so well and hitting it so straight? Because we don't know how to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's working.
Yeah. So what kind of clubs do you have?
I have the TaylorMade Stealth. I have, like, technically everything is stealth, technically, but my irons are not stealth. They're just U.S. kids.
Okay. So are you thinking about getting more TaylorMade clubs or maybe another brand?
Yes.
thinking about it. You'll see how Augusta goes, and then it'll warm up here, and then you can go back into looking at club improvements, huh?
Yeah.
What have they told you about your trip to Augusta? What to expect?
I don't know, really. Okay. I've never been there.
Yeah, but I wondered if like they sent you a letter or something.
Did you get any kind of letter or anything?
Yeah, you got the drive trip, the letter.
Letter, invitation.
The big box with all your stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is the letter like the Augusta invitation?
Oh, yeah, I have a picture.
Whether you win or whether you don't win, do you think you will try to do drive, chip, and putt again next year or in other years?
Yes.
So this isn't a one-time deal, huh?
Yeah. No, I'm 8.
Oh, you're 8.
You just turned 8, like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Right. So you still have been this year and next year in this category. So you could.
He's got one more year in this category. Yeah, because he technically... He'll be 10 at Augusta.
Oh, so Augusta.
Yeah, so he's got one more.
He got a chance to go back to back. All right. Well, good luck this year.
Yeah. Down
back for Martha, Augusta National.
How excited are you compared to the first time? Now you know what it's like. You know?
I'm even more excited than last year.
Tell me why and how. What's making it feel different?
I'm more excited this year because this year I know what to work on because I went last year, which I've been working on my mental game. So I feel like I can perform a lot better than last year. So I'm more excited.
I talked to your coach a couple weeks ago, and he was thrilled that you would ask him to be the caddy liaison, hanger around, whatever you call it, this year and all, and said that he thinks you'll take it a lot differently this year. You won't be so worried or watching everybody. Just concentrate on your own game. Is that the key to what you need to do this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have been working on focusing on only me and not worry about the audience because that's what made me nervous last year and made my hands shake and made my performance not well.
Well, you live in Northbrook. Yep. So where do you play most of your golf?
I play mostly at the Glen Club.
You get over to Heritage Oaks once in a while?
Mm-hmm. My high school team's home course is at Heritage Oaks, so we play there often as well.
So are you Glenbard North?
Glenbrook North, yes.
Yeah, I've seen their teams out there. What have you done? I mean, I know you've practiced and you've done things, but have you been playing in some tournaments and things to help get ready for this?
No, I have not been playing in tournaments. We haven't traveled outside of Illinois yet for the season, but I've mostly been working on my mental and to prepare for being able to perform better than last year and to be able to exceed people's expectations.
Well, I know that Glenbrook North has had a pretty good boys team the last couple of years. So how have the girls done?
I think that we will be a lot better from next year because we have a lot of great players, great tournament players coming up from eighth grade to freshman this year. So I think we have a shot at state next year.
You were not state this year.
Yeah.
When did you guys finish?
We finished at third.
That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. We get a trophy.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a bad
decision. We had four great players this year, and we played great, but it just wasn't enough.
Are they all back, or were they seniors that graduated, or do you have your team back?
We have our team back, except for one player.
When you get to Augusta and you look around and you see some of the players from the Masters coming over to watch you, what is that like to be around those type of people and that when they come over and see how you're hitting the ball and they're in your gallery?
I'm very honored because those are the people I look up to and watch golf to just learn from and look how they're playing. And they inspire me to play golf and I'm just very honored that they're watching me and not me watching them, and I feel that it's kind of ironic how the roles have changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what did you do the best last year at Augusta? What was the best part of the competition for you?
Last year, I personally didn't play well in any of the drive, chip, or putt, so I don't have one that I would say I played the best at, but this year... Or last year, I feel like I did putting the best, even though I was shaking and I didn't play the best. Well, the long putt, I kind of hit behind it and my hands were just like noodles. I couldn't really control them. But I say putting would probably be the best from last year.
Mm-hmm. You had a good career just outside of high school golf. I mean, this isn't a one-off. This is kind of an odd thing compared to the rest of what golf is. You know, didn't you play in like the Worlds in San Diego?
Yes, I played the IMG World Champ. Uh-huh. Yeah, and the US Kids World Championship. Mm. And I also played the Junior PGA Championship.
What's your best finish in those?
My best finish, I made two of the cuts in Junior PGA. I think I was the only one player from Illinois to make the cut. Oh yeah, I finished 12th at IMG. Oh yeah, and I've placed 4th at an AJGA.
I'm glad you're a press agent.
Oh, 5th at US Kids.
Have a PR department.
That's right.
So we like that.
Well, that's great. Those are great finishes.
All right, thank you. What's your best score at the Glen Club?
At the Glen Club, probably 6 under. That's probably my best.
You shot 66 at the Glen Club?
Mm-hmm.
Playing what tees?
The silver.
Okay, those are way up compared to what's
the distance? No.
There's 59, 6,000, I think. I shot 5 under at an AJGA before. That's my personal record so far.
Do you know what course that was at?
That was at, I think it was Orange Tree Golf Club.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Down in the south suburbs.
It's in Florida.
Oh, in Florida.
Very far
yeah.
South. Yeah, that's pretty far south.
That's farther than I am. 66 at the Glen Club. Holy jumping. Wow. So, what's your life plan for golf?
I would like to play at D1 colleges, and then I would want to go pro.
So, are you looking forward to the day you probably start hearing from some schools say, would you come play for us?
I'm very excited.
You haven't heard from anybody yet, have you?
No, I can't. I'm a freshman.
Yeah,
so.
Okay.
Yeah. But they're obvious. I'm sure you're on their radar.
I hope so.
I think it's top 15s in national events.
Your coach is who now?
Chris Olderking.
Okay, and he's at the Glen Club, right?
He's at the golf practice. He teaches at Deerfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Golf practice up in Highland Park.
Yeah.
Office building.
Yeah.
Yeah, he spoke very highly of you and what you've been able to accomplish here, and I was just tickled. He didn't know that you were already talking about bringing him in when he was interviews out here.
Oh, you're kidding me.
That's great. So now that you know what it's like, and you've seen the big lights of the big city, so to speak, down at Augusta, I would think you could just walk in there this time and just play your game.
I think so. I'm hoping that I don't get any nerves or I don't feel like I'm going to faint, because that's how I felt last year. But with my mental game this year, I know that I can play my best.
What kind of clubs do you use?
For driver, I use a Callaway. Mm-hmm. And then woods, I use the Stealth, TaylorMade. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then irons, I use the TV5s from TaylorMade.
Okay.
And then I use Titleist wedges.
Okay, Vokey. They would be.
If they're modern, they are. Yeah, the ones I use.
So your Callaway driver, is it the new one that's out?
I don't think. It's the Mad. It's 1 year old, so I don't think it's the new one.
Rogue ST.
Oh, it's the Rogue Max, I think.
Is it?
Wait, no. Is it the Rogue? Wait, you have
Rogue
my driver.
Rogue ST was last year, and the year before that was Epic Flash.
It's not an Epic.
Rogue last year.
Wait, what does it say on there? Oh, it's a Rogue.
Yeah,
it's a Rogue Max.
It's a Rogue ST.
Yeah,
and it's a Max.
Yeah, it's a Max.
That looks pretty familiar. Still in my bag for 2 more weeks. It's a Paradigm Vincer.
Do you ever watch an old golf tournament on like YouTube and see the size of the driver heads that guys are hitting with? Find on YouTube. Find like the 1975 Masters, which is a really good one to watch because it's so dramatic. The clubs, it's like they're hitting with something about this big. And now you're talking about the ham sandwich. It's unbelievable how well they can play. I don't know. I wonder if today's best players could play with that equipment.
I hope they can, because their impact should be like in the middle. But
you're right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So, Martha, regardless of however you do this year, will you try to compete and drive chip and putt again?
Oh, age limit wise, I can't anymore.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's 14, 15. That's the max.
That's right.
All right, big finish. So you're 15, and this is it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm hoping to just win it all.
Yeah, that's a great way to have to walk away from this. If that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Terrific.
Thank you.
So Wes, thank you.
Kaminsky, hence.
What's the anticipation level in your mind right now?
I just want to soak in the whole experience. I don't really have any expectations for myself, and I just want to enjoy it as much as I can.
Have you gone out to watch any, like, PGA Tour events, like the BMW or anything?
No, but I'm thinking about going to one this year. I think I'm going to, like, the John Deere or the BMW or something like that this year.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think it'll be like if some of these tour players come out at Augusta to watch you?
I think it'd be amazing because I want to be one of those players someday, and I want to be on live TV and all that, and it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. So you live in Hinsdale. Mm-hmm. So where do you play most of your golf?
I play at Cog Hill. My coach is there, and I practice there like 2 days a week. And I get to play all the courses for free because we have like a pass or whatever. I have to go play all of them for free, so we go down there a lot.
So do you work with Kevin Weeks or
yes.
someone else?
I do work with Kevin Weeks, and he is a very great coach.
I know he does a lot of things, but one of his top specialties is putting. Has he helped you be a better putter?
Yes, because before I went to him, my putting wasn't that good, and now my putting is like my expectations are to at least two-putt every green. Mm-hmm. Well, back then I was just hoping to.
What's the biggest thing he's taught you about? The
biggest thing is that I bring the club too far back and up. You're supposed to bring the club back and like this and straight on the ground so that the club head hits the grass. Yeah. That's the biggest thing he's taught me.
Sweep it back and sweep it through, huh?
Yep. Like a broom.
And don't get too steep, huh? So, have you watched the Masters a bit on TV before?
Yes, I've watched Drive, Chip and Putt and the Masters on TV. I watch it every year, and I think it'd just be amazing for me to go there, and now I am.
You've got to be really excited.
Yes, I am super excited.
To watch it all on TV. So, tell us a little bit about going through the qualifying. You were here at Medina, were you?
Yes.
And where were you before that?
I think it was... I wasn't new here. It was like an hour up north. It was like by Rockford for the first
Aldi.
Round. And then the second round I went to Cantigny.
Okay.
And I went here for the third round.
So based on your game, what will you practice the most between now and Augusta?
I'll be practicing my driving because my chipping and putting is pretty good right now. But I'm struggling with the driver right now, so I need to keep practicing it so it goes straight and far.
So what kind of driver do you have?
The Stealth.
Mm-hmm. Popular pick here.
Yeah.
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 So do you have all TaylorMade?
No, but I think I'm getting the Stealth Iron soon, but I still have the U.S. Kids Club Starwise.
All right. So what kind of putter are you using? What did Kevin fit you into?
I'm using the pink putter right now, but my putter's too short, so he's making me, so every single time I go there, he's making me switch into a Sky Cairn that's a little bit longer. And when I don't do it, he's like, William, switch into that putter. So it's kind of funny.
You're going to be switching a lot over the next 2 years.
Yeah.
What's the best part about golf?
The best part about golf is just enjoying it and meeting new kids around the world in their new languages.
So are you 10 or 11?
I'm 11 and 1/4.
Okay. So you're in middle school then?
I go to a Catholic school, so it goes from kindergarten to eighth grade.
Mm-hmm. So
I'm in fifth grade.
Yeah. Do you know what high school you'll go to?
I want to go to Bennett because they don't have that good of a golf team right now, and I want to change it for them.
Well, I like it. Well, Trailblazers. You're playing, obviously. This is the only thing you do. Tournaments and all that. What's the best you've done in tournaments?
At the World Championship for the U.S. Kids, I shot 69. And I've also shot a couple are like 73 and 74s out in like California and it's around here for local events.
What's your best score at Cog Hill on Dubs Strip?
I have played it a lot. I think 76 on Dubs for 18.
Doesn't sound like our media business. It sounds like my night home. Gosh, that's just amazing. How did you get so good so young? What was the natural with this?
So my dad brought me into golf when I was 3 and a half, and he didn't really have a lot of expectations for me. And then I remember this in one of the tournaments, I did like a flop shot onto like a green, like rolled out, took a foot away when I was like 5, and then my dad just knew there was like a special gift. And I was good at golf.
That's amazing. Well, good for you. Hey, it's a great game. Wonderful people. as you've already discovered, I think. And you'll find even more as you go along. That's just so good.
And you're young enough to, regardless of what happens this year, to come back again in the future?
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to come back next year and the years to come.
Okay. Well, now that you kind of you know how to do it, right?
Yes.
You're hoping it's a little easier next time.
Yes.
You've seen Augusta on TV. You've watched Drive, Chip, and Putt on TV. When you get there, it'll be all of that.
Yes.
Having been there, you won't believe how nice it is.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing's out of place, not even a branch.
Yes. Yeah, then they prep for like 6 months before, so the members can only play for like 4 months out of the year.
Well, that's the amazing thing. Yeah, they just redid the par 3 course, too. You'll be on the other side
cool.
of where the driving range is that you'll be using. It's on the other side of Magnolia Lane. Take a look at that one.
That's cool.
Since you've known for a while you're going, did you practice all winter? Did you get up in the barn over there at Cog Hill?
Yes, I practice 2 times a week. Three times a week in the winter time.
Mm-hmm.
And I practice my driving, my chicken, and my putting the whole time, so I've been playing all winter long.
Yeah. And then plus they got those heaters now over there, and you're probably testing yourself on the top tracer and everything?
Yep. Yes, I've been doing that with my dad a lot recently.
That's cool.
Okay.
All right. That's great. Thank you,
Steve. Well, not only is this like a day off from school for you.
Ben Patel.
It's like about 28, 29 days out from the big event. What are you thinking right now?
Hitting a little more drivers than I normally would, putting a little more. But not too much more than I would normally do, but yeah.
You live in North Aurora, so where do you play most of your golf?
I play at a course called Black Sheep, right by my house. It's a really good practice facility and range.
Just Black Sheep, or you go to Blackberry Oaks?
No.
You go to Orchard Valley?
With a couple of my friends, I'll go around to the Blackberry Oaks, Orchard Valley. Mm. Those are all really close, but usually I play at Black Sheep. I have a couple of friends out there. So.
I was going to say, how'd you get connected with that? It's a pretty exclusive spot there. Good for you.
Yeah. We know my dad knows a couple guys there, so then he ended up joining with them.
Do you caddy there at all? Or?
I might this summer. I wasn't old enough last summer, mm-hmm. but I think I know most of the members, so it might be fun to caddy a couple of rounds.
There you go.
I'm sure that you've watched Drive, Chip, and Putt a bit before. And so what do you think it'll be like when you get down there?
Yeah, I know a couple kids that have been there before. And I think there's going to be a lot of people watching. And I think it's going to be really fast and firm in the chipping and putting. But I think the driving will be pretty normal. But other than that, it's going to be pretty tough, I think.
What do you think it'll feel like if you turn around and you see, like, one of the PGA Tour stars or even LIV Golf stars standing there watching you in the gallery?
Yeah, I'm just going to try to keep going through my routine and just hit shots.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite player out on tour?
Oh, yeah, I like Tom Kim just for his energy and enthusiasm. Kind of.
So we've been talking to the other kids about this. TaylorMade has been a popular choice today. What kind of clubs do you have in your bag?
Right now I'm pretty mixed. I have TaylorMade driver and woods, a couple Ping woods, and then Mizuno irons and TaylorMade wedges.
Mm-hmm. So, and you putt with a?
TaylorMade Spider. Yeah, I really like it. I've had it for a while now, too.
You're comfortable with it? Or change anything?
No. Yeah, especially with the putter.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. What got you into golf?
We went to a summer camp. I went to a summer camp 3 or 4 years ago, and then since then I've just kept practicing and playing.
So you've only played for 3 or 4 years?
Yeah.
You're 13?
Yeah.
So. What's your best round so far?
I've shot 68 a couple times at my home course and 69 in tournament.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
Have you played a lot of tournaments?
Yeah. I went out to the U.S. Kids World Championship this summer. We go to a lot of local tournaments and a couple in Arizona and Florida area.
So where do you go to school right now? And tell us a little bit about that path, like where high school will be.
I'm homeschooled right now.
Okay.
So I'll probably end up going to high school in Marmion. Or somewhere around there with a pretty good golf team. I'm not sure about college yet, but right now I'm just practicing a lot, homeschooling and working on it.
So you're hoping that when you get a year or two older, that maybe you'll start hearing from a few colleges that might want to come play golf for them?
Yeah, we know a couple. I know a lot of kids that are committing to colleges. I don't know if that helps, but just it's given me some ideas.
Tour player maybe?
Yeah, that would be the ideal goal.
It's working for you. You have a couple good weeks out there, you can pay all the bills.
Oh, yeah.
So you've seen Augusta on TV.
Yeah.
Can you imagine what it'd be like to be there?
No.
Walking up and down those hills.
I think it's going to be a lot more it's going to be great when I'm there, but I'm not too sure what to expect right now.
How much will you try to do while you're there, whatever you're allowed, stick around to watch practice and everything after the competition's over?
I think we're going to head back Tuesday and then watch it on TV, but I'll try to get out to the practice area as much as I can, just try to adjust.
On Monday, that's right.